The CEO of Gulf Coast Green Energy, Loy Snary, says the profitable premise of his business is pretty simple. He says 60% of the world's energy is in the form of waste heat. He wants to capture it from oil and gas well sites, then turn it into electricity.
We've got more electricity that could be generated than all of the coal-fired power plants, natural gas-fired power plants, and nuclear-powered plants in the world. That's what the potential is.
Snary says there's huge potential in Texas thanks to thousands of oil and gas wells. Deep underground, the earth is already hot. Drive a diamond drill bit down into hard rock or shale, the bit gets even hotter. Liquid cools it. That's where Snary's green machine comes in. Smaller than a compact car, the square box channels that abundant hot well water through one pipe that sits next to another filled with refrigerant. The refrigerant boils and the steam generates electricity.
It has a low boiling point. It's around 54 degrees is when it starts boiling. And so we can take these lower temperature hot water sources, transfer the heat because the heat's going to go to the cold source, right? And then once that refrigerant is expanded and pressurized, from there on, it's just like a steam turbine.
Last year, Snary even connected his green machine to SMU's boilers and converted the school's wasted heat into electricity. Snary says his green machine can generate enough electricity to power up to 70 homes an hour at about 2 cents a kilowatt hour. Southern Methodist University geology professor David Blackwell says that's just the beginning.
That's why there's the large potential overall for the application of these types of systems, because the heat that's used at low temperature is enormous. So essentially, it's removing the amount of heat that would be radiated and wasted into space and generating electrical power with it. So we're increasing the overall efficiency of the system.
SMU's geothermal lab coordinator, Maria Richards, says her lab's custom temperature maps help Snary find hot spots he can tap. The school and company have partnered for several years.
There is so much heat in the Gulf Coast, and that made us realize that by working with the oil and gas wells, it was an ability to tap into those resources.
The research that the SMU Geothermal Lab has done has allowed us to target the areas where there is adequate heat in these oil and gas wells to be able to be utilized.
Loy Snary is negotiating with drillers in Texas, has a project in West Virginia, and is looking at other states as well. He says the technology is efficient and green because it's emission-free. And given the growing number of hotspots pinpointed by SMU's geothermal map, he sees renewable energy sources for years to come. Bill Ziebel, KERA News.